This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Kamala Harris. You know, do you remember how highly rated the presidential debates were? If I'm recalling, I believe they were the most highly rated presidential debates ever. You know, we need to bring that back. These debates need to start happening. We can't just have, and I like Trump on Twitter. I'm not saying Trump shouldn't be on Twitter, but we cannot just have politicians going on Twitter and tweeting things out. It's time for politicians to start doing debates regularly. It's time for them to put their money where their mouth is on some of these opinions they put out on Twitter. I'd like to see more of these debates. The problem is, I guarantee you, folks, the debates will never happen because incumbents will never do it. Incumbents would never agree to a debate because it does them no advantage. It does incumbents no advantage, and all these people care about is winning re-election. That is it. They don't care about anything about their constituents. They don't care anything about their districts. All they care about is maintaining their way of life, and in order to do that, they have to get reelected. You see, these career politicians have done nothing. They've done nothing. That's why I'm telling you, you can see it in their eyes, folks. You can see it in their eyes. When a Trump walks into the office, when a Scaramucci walks into an office, whenever these people who've made money in the private sector walk into a room with all these lifelong politicians, you can see the fear in their eyes. You can see the absolute intimidation that they're facing. They can't compete. Oh, my gosh. A self-made individual? Somebody who's done something in the private sector? Somebody who actually has had a life and can survive outside of politics without the taxpayer dollar? Without the big donors? Oh, my gosh. We have to stop this. It's like in the movie A Bug's Life. It's not about the food. It's about protecting our way of life. That's why the Republicans and Democrats are teamed up against Trump, folks. That's why it's Trump versus Washington, D.C. That's why it's America versus D.C. These lifelong politicians are doing everything they can to maintain their way of life as a career politician. A bum! A bum! And then you have Kamala Harris. This is why we need to have debates. Kamala Harris, an IQ of 5. Tweets, at a time when immigrants have been taken from families in front of schools and outside courthouses, we must continue to speak out. It's amazing how Democrats are so, I don't even know the word for it, dumb. I mean, it's just, they don't even know the difference between an immigrant and an illegal immigrant. They don't even know the difference between a citizen and a non-citizen. And the truth is, they don't want to address that difference because they don't want America to exist. You see, they don't believe in a border. They don't believe in a citizenship. They don't believe in a sovereign country. So, of course, the 5 28-year-old Somalis that just washed up onto the shore and want to rape your children and murder your daughters at the mall, of course, let them in. There's no borders. There's no sovereign country. Those are just immigrants, according to Kamala Harris. But Kamala Harris will never have a debate. She'll never get on the podium for a debate. She'll never let anybody who questions her thoughts or ideas in the public because she would look like a complete fool, a complete jackass. And that's what these Democrats are. But that's fine. Nancy Pelosi says she's a master legislator, and she does that by not showing you the bill so she can pass it. She admits that. Dianne Feinstein thinks that it's going to be Trump that gets impeached. The justice is going to befell Trump. No, it's going to be you, Dianne Feinstein. I thought you realized that. That's why you backed off a few months ago. No, you're back on the Washington, D.C. team. You're probably blackmailed. And then you got Kamala Harris. She's trying to make her bid for the next Democrat nominee. By the way, I was saying about this earlier, how I try to listen to the Washington Journal on C-SPAN every morning. Not only are more callers coming around to dislike Congress and like Trump, they really want to see these politicians debate, too, because they know they're entirely fraudulent. But they're not going to do it. You're never going to hear from a Kamala Harris. These people... Lifelong politicians are the scourge of this country. If you're a lifelong politician, it's time for you to get out of office.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have thousands of listeners on the waiting list who've signed up for AutoShip to receive out-of-stock products at DNA Force, and we are now once again expected to sell out very, very soon. And when it comes to a formula that is such a game-changer like DNA Force, we never know when we will be able to secure an additional supply of the key ingredients. The secret behind DNA Force is its powerful lineup of patented ingredients like CoQ10, systematic enzymes, NAR lipoic acid, BioPQQ, and many others. BioPQQ alone is backed by an unprecedented 175 clinical studies. And just one batch of this stuff costs us more than $30,000. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and read the reviews for yourself. Over 700 reviews have given DNA Force an unheard of 4.8 out of 5 stars through our third-party certified review agency, Power Review. Take advantage of this new limited shipment and get DNA Force today at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer. I got something.
listening to Joy Villa's latest single, Make America Great Again. And, I mean, it's unbelievable. A few months ago, Joy shocked the world when she came out with her Make America Again dress on. She supported Trump. She even came on InfoWars. They warned you, Joy. They told you it was career suicide. You can't support Trump. You can't love America and be in the music industry. You can't go on InfoWars and still survive in the music industry. It's unbelievable. Here you are. I mean, you're just selling thousands of singles, you know, more popular than ever. So, I mean, I don't know how you did it, Joy.
Criticisms and the warnings and them saying you cannot be conservative and make it in Hollywood. Here I am, a testament to that is fake news.
So you just heard the latest single, Make America Great Again. Talk about the making of that single. I just saw the music video. It looked like you went out on the streets. You shot it with a bunch of Americans. Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, first, Owen, I want to thank you for being on the show. You guys have always been such an ally in supporting artists like me and for showing the truth. And it's so important that you guys stay on the air. Thank you for what you do. And, yeah, it's very important. So the song came as something that I really wanted to show as a love for America, a love song in support, patriotism, not being afraid to be positive and say America can come back twice as strong. And also, you know, where have we gone astray, to show also that we have fallen down and our morals and our ethics are not where they should be. And she.
Well, and it's funny, too, because, sorry, we lost you for a second there, Joy. And it's funny, too, because they want to tell you, they want to try to put you into a box and say, okay, this is a woman, this is a minority. Okay, that means she has to feel this way. But no, you've completely shattered that.
Exactly. And I wanted to show different Americans in this music video. I actually shot that footage, all the different faces. I went up to people and I said, hey, can I shoot you for my music video? It's called Make America Great Again. And they were like, yeah, that'll be awesome. And I wanted to show people that, you know, we all look different, but we all want to make this country better and stronger. And the only way to do that is to unify under the president and to support what he's doing, not to try to fight back and just cause more segregation, which I see so much happening. And people say, oh, you're black, you should have voted this way. You're Native American, you should have voted this way. You're a female, you should have voted this way. I voted with my heart and with my ideas.
Yeah, it's not you're an American, you should vote for pro-America.
Exactly, exactly. That's the thing. It's not about color. It's not about race. It's not about gender. It's not about those identity politics. It's about what is going to be the best for America as a whole. And I that's my message, is unity. And people are taking to it with this video, which I'm really glad. And the song is selling out like crazy.
No way. No, no, no. You like Trump? You can't sell music.
I know. You can't. You can't even exist in Hollywood and love Trump. I tell you, I've gotten so much support from fellow Trump supporters and conservatives and libertarians. Even people who are not Trump supporters say, thank you for having a unifying message. Thank you for not being negative. Thank you for not saying you want to kill the president, which I didn't think would be rebellious.
Yeah, I mean, it's so radical now. It's so radical now. We have to thank an artist. We have to thank people in Hollywood and the movies. Hey, thank you for not supporting the assassination of our president. That's very good. Thank you for not doing that. It's sad. But tell me, when you were shooting the video and you were going to talk to these people, did you mention what the video was for? Did you ask them about their political beliefs at all?
I didn't, but I did tell them that the video was for a song called Make America Great Again. And I had them sign a little release. And most people were just like, oh, that's great. And they said, oh, okay. And it was a unifying. I said, it's going to be a unifying song. And some of the people, I talked to them just about where they're from. You know, I didn't want to be like Joy Villa interviewing them. I just wanted to be like an everyday average.
And we're having some breakups on Skype. I had a question for you, Joy, because you were kind of the first one to really make a big statement from the music industry for Trump. You were kind of the first one to really get a lot of press coverage as well for your support of Trump. And you did a great publicity stunt. I think it was brilliant. You were looking beautiful that night with your Make America Great Again gown. But what would you say has been the response? I know that people have kind of talked about this before, but would you say the response from fellow artists in the media was kind of like, ew, I can't believe you did that. What's wrong with you? Or was it more other artists out there saying, wow, you know, I'm not as brave as you are. I'm not courageous. I don't want to show my political beliefs out there, but wow, I support what you're doing. What was kind of the response there?
Well, I would say that the response was a lot of artists chose to ignore me or not talk to me. In Hollywood, that's kind of what they do with people who think differently than them.
Yeah, how dare you have a different opinion than a liberal?
But for me, it was seeing how there were different conservative artists actually that did secretly email me and kind of come out of the closet to me in secret and say, thank you so much.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, how many people felt that way or how many people you may have motivated to start considering, you know, maybe publicly supporting Trump or even becoming more politically outspoken.
I think a lot. I think that there is a tide that's turning, that conservatives are coming out stronger and in support, because we have to fight back and hit back that, all that negative news, the fake news, the total trend to say, oh, it's okay to say, you know, America's going down and I hate everyone and all this negativity. And people are saying, wait a second, no, I don't see it.
Again, Joy Villa joining us on Skype. Every once in a while, the Skype is breaking up, Joy. So if you think I'm interrupting you, it's just a filled dead air. I want to ask you about one specific artist, and I'm not trying to start a feud here. I just want to get to the bottom of this. You've got you, who's on one side of the equation here, pro-America, very outspoken, likes Trump, but you're not just all about Trump. It's about you like his message, you like the America First policy, you want to see a justice system treating immigrants fairly, where people can't just walk right across the border. You have to go through the process that everybody else went to that pays taxes. So you're on that side of the fence, which to me is just logical, pro-America. But you've got artists on the other side of the fence. I'll use Katy Perry. Katy Perry has admitted she sold her soul to the devil. That's what she says young girls need to do. She chopped her hair off. Maybe that's something she wanted to do. Maybe that's something they do because you know how they want to blur the lines of gender. But I'm just curious, there's such this great divide between someone like Katy Perry who says coexist right after a great terrorist attack against Christians, and then someone like you who just says, well, I just want to be pro-America. How does the divide get created like that?
I think a lot of media creates the divide, and also it's an artist who's not genuine to herself. I can say that she doesn't seem like she's been herself for a few years. You know, she started attacking other celebrities for having, mental health issues and problems. And then she seems to be having those problems. And like, I don't want to create any sort of attack on any other artist, but when you act like that, when you come out in that such an odd, weird way to where, you know, you have live therapy sessions online and it's like, where's your music? What's happening with your artistry? Why are you now focused on your feelings on this, that, and the other? And they're not even really political. They're just, oh, let's all hug each other and pretend like everything's okay. That's not the truth. We do need closed borders. We need to protect ourselves and our family. And it's very important. And that is common sense. And a lot of these artists don't have that. And I don't think that they should be pushing their ideals when they really, truly don't know what they're talking about. And they don't want to. They don't have any sort of sense in it. They just want to say something that's sunshine and rainbows. And to me, it comes from a lack of genuine knowledge of how everyday Americans are operating, and I come from a hardworking family, you know, and I feel like my values are conservative values that my parents taught me, and I always knew these were common sense values, and it seems like it's just lacking. I think that these people come from a place where they're so far removed from what normal people are dealing with that they don't know how to speak in terms that can be even looked at as normal anymore. They're basically talking out of their butt. That's what I want to say. That's how I feel.
I think that you're probably being polite about it, but I'm just curious, would you say that your public support for Trump and other people in the music industry, would you say that that has made the tensions worse in the music industry for being political, or would you say that's kind of eased it?
You know, it's always a battle to be bold. Quite honestly, I have so many supporters now, so many followers and so many people that are purchasing my art and I'm making a living doing, I've been making a living for many years doing what I'm doing. It's now even just bigger. I have thousands more fans, but it's never been easy to make it in the industry, but it really is hard when you sell your soul and you commit to that lifestyle where I'm not going to have any morals. I'm going to just say whatever they tell me to say. To me, that might be a cheap, like, quick way to make it, but you're not going to last. And we see these people just fall apart in front of our very eyes. And
make a great point here, because what I noticed is you've got these bands that are about to release a new single, or an artist about to release a new single like Snoop Dogg, And magically, right before their new single comes out or their new album comes out, they all of a sudden have a political opinion, and it's always liberal. Is that just a coincidence?
Yeah. And it's something, it's not even like a liberal opinion, like, yeah, I think healthcare is good. No, it's, I want to murder the president. It's something violent and horrifying. And they know it's going to get clicked. It's clickbait. They know they're going to get attention.
Well, that's just liberal free speech, Joy. I mean, if you call for a border, you're a racist. I mean, how dare you call for a border? But if a liberal calls for the assassination of Trump, I mean, we ought to give him a trophy, mount a statue in their honor. I mean, we can't do enough of them. Joy Villa, we'll be right back on the other side.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
They use their media to assassinate real news. They use their schools to teach children that their president is another Hitler. They use their movie stars and singers and comedy shows and award shows to repeat their narrative over and over again. And then they use their ex-president to endorse the resistance. All to make them march, make them protest, make them scream racism and sexism and xenophobia and homophobia, to smash windows, burn cars, shut down interstates and airports, bully and terrorize the law-abiding, until the only option left is for the police to do their jobs and stop the madness. And when that happens, they'll use it as an excuse for their outrage. The only way we stop this, the only way we save our country and our freedom, is to fight this violence of lies with the clenched fist of truth. I'm the National Rifle Association of America, and I'm freedom's safest place.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Make America great again.
And
We are joined by George Villa, who is the artist behind that song, and it's been an industry, Hollywood, the music industry, movies, so dominated by liberal culture, so dominated by the left, that it's not just refreshing to have artists like Joy Villa putting out songs like that. It's also the beginning of a new wave. It's also the new culture wave that is sweeping over all industries. It's taking over politics right now. It'll be tougher to take over the movie industry since China owns it, the Chi-Coms, but maybe the music industry still has a chance. You got Kid Rock running for Senate, too. That's an interesting note. Kid Rock, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on the show. Kid Rock for Senate. But Joy, talk about that culture war that I just mentioned in the music industry. Is it just beginning, you still think? Are more people coming in? Where exactly would you gauge the culture war in the music industry sits right now?
Kind of support, I would have said we're at the towards the end of it or towards a better spot. But then Kathy Griffin had that horrible art piece, and I said, okay, we're in the thick of it. I think we're important for people to speak up and be bold, because I feel like it will get worse. I mean, they'll get more intense and aggressive before it gets better. So as long as we keep a smile on our face, we keep going, we keep creating, we keep, you know, saying, no, we're not going to be beaten down. We're going to keep going. We're going to win this war. The better we will be, and we will come out victorious. I truly believe that. And I'm optimistic about this war, but it is a culture war. I mean, you have microaggressions. You have the term racist being thrown at people just because they don't agree with what they're saying. You have misogynistic being thrown at people just because they're men. I mean, you have so much idiocy in culture right now that I think a lot of young people don't even know what they're supposed to do. And then you have InfoWars, and you have other artists like me, you have Kid Rock, you know, you have people who are standing up for truth. And I think the young people who are confused on the liberal side are going to start to see, oh, okay, well, those people are smiling and they're happy.
Again, we're joined by Joy Villa, and I'm just curious, how much of that do you have to actually practice what you preach? How much are you dealing with? I mean, when you release these singles, when you're trying to get recording studios, whenever you're trying to get gigs or whatever, I mean, how much of that do you deal with? How much, you know, do you have to push through just to, you know, exist in the music industry?
Absolutely. There's incredible pushback. I mean, I'm a fighter. You know, my dad is Italian. He's a preacher. And, you know, I'm used to fighting back, you know, fake news. Ever since I was a kid, we never trusted the media. So I kind of, you know, always had conservative values and always seen that people are not going to think my way and they're not going to like what I say. So you have to push back a lot against the negativity. I mean, I do it with a smile. I try to do it with grace and to stand. Once you start reaching their level, you've already lost, I feel like. So for me, it's a day-to-day struggle, but it's not something I do, you know, like, oh, God, I'm a victim. I love it. I'm in the.
Is it the type of situation like the news media where conservative musicians will almost have to create their own industry, if you will?
It's moving towards them. You look at Milo Yiannopoulos. He has his, he's going to write his book, write a book publishing deal. So he's come out and he's still a New York Times bestseller on his own. So I feel like I wish there were a music, you know, or at least not anti-conservative. You see a lot of anti-conservative. It's a joke amongst the mixed crowd. You know, I go to a lot of these parties and they make jokes about the president like it's just, you know, having afternoon tea. And they joke about his supporters. I mean, they make fun of us and they love that. They feel like they have power, but they really don't if we keep creating and we band together and we show them, no, we have buying power and we are strong in what we do. And
that's Joy Villa. You can find her at joyvilla.com, Twitter at Joy Villa. Joy, we've got about 60 seconds left. What are some final words you want to depart on our audience?
I want to say that, you know, no matter what they try to do, they're going to try to silence us. They're going to try to say death threats and try to say it's a dangerous world. They're going to have fake news saying we're failing and we're never going to make it. And keep creating. They said I would never make it and look where I am now, and yep. I'm not going to stop. So keep going.
That's exactly right. They told you you couldn't exist in the music industry if you liked Trump. They told you you couldn't have a conservative culture and be in the music industry. Joy Villa has shattered that paradigm. Thank you for joining us, Joy.
Thank you, Owen. God bless you guys.
There goes Joy. Check out her latest single, Make America Great Again. We need to support people that are going into these liberal-dominated industries so that we can take the culture back. We'll be right back with more of The Alex Jones Show on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm from everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Myco ZX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have the California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Myco ZX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Myco ZX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Myco ZX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your funding operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in for you midway through. Man, are we already into the second hour, third hour? I don't even know. Time is flying. I've got so much news. And the important news is, though, this is the final day to get the last week of July's special at InfoWarsStore.com, the best specials that we've ran perhaps ever, wide-ranging across the store, including free shipping. Free shipping, folks. And today is the last day. You can see the countdown actually right there. We've got 9 hours, 25 minutes left of this special. So get to InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage of all the specials. Knockout, 50% off. Silver Bullet, 66% off. Myco ZX, That one is under $30. I believe that's 45% off. The list goes on and on and on. Alexa Pure Breeze. Here's the thing about getting a product like the Alexa Pure Breeze. Not only is it $50 off right now, $50 off the Alexa Pure Breeze, 4.8 ratings, free shipping included. So you're saving even more money when you order some of the bigger products like the Alexa Pure Breeze, $50 off right now. That's 25% off the Alexa Pure Breeze, plus free shipping. So you're making a big savings on an Alexa Pure Breeze air filter with a 4.8 star rating right now at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping included. This is just a great tool for your house, folks. You know how much toxins are in the air. If you got a pet, you know how much dandruff and stuff can get in the air from your pet. The Alexa Pure Breeze purifies the air in your home, in your apartment. It's a tool that I have in my apartment to make sure the air is clean. You can notice the difference, too. When you have visitors, they'll be like, wow, it smells really fresh in here. That's the Alexa Pure Breeze working. So $50 off plus free shipping right now on the Alexa Pure Breeze. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze for your home, for your apartment. Get clean air in your home today at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping store-wide, 50% off Alexa Pure Breeze. And again, final day, last day for all of these specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've seen the special and you've been debating, now's the time to pull the trigger on that special because it's the last day. So get to InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of these specials. It's interesting to me what liberal media and the Democrats are doing right now. Now, this morning, I was listening to the Washington Journal and C-SPAN, and a caller calls in, a Democrat caller. Again, I'm telling you, Democrats, Republicans, they're all anti-establishment now, folks. Trump has removed the curtain from Congress. So this caller calls in, he's a Democrat, and he says, why aren't you talking about the DNC fraud lawsuit? Why aren't Bernie Sanders supporters more upset that Hillary Clinton rigged the primaries? Why aren't Democrats more upset with the fact that Democrats rigged the primaries? Why isn't Democrat media complaining about this? And he brings this up, and in the middle of his passionate rant, C-SPAN cuts the live feed and goes to an old canned report. Now, I've always called C-SPAN out when they do this, and normally someone responds and corrects the record saying, oh, no, we were just doing that or this or that. Still haven't responded to this. I think C-SPAN intentionally cut off a Democrat caller who brought up the DNC fraud lawsuit. That's incredible. Now we've got a video. This is from Fleckus Talks. You may have seen some of his videos on YouTube. He does a great job confronting liberal protesters, but he also does a great job confronting politicians when he sees them. And when he confronted a local politician in California about the Awan brothers, well, he didn't really get a response. Here's that video.
Hey guys, it's Fleckus. We're here at Politicon 2017. I just found out that Congressman Brad Sherman is here, someone I've spoken to before. Congressman Sherman is a big proponent of impeach Trump. He really believes in the Trump-Russia collusion. So I have a couple questions for him regarding this topic. Big news came out this
week too.
That Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT person, Emram Awan,
was arrested
trying to flee the country with a bunch of cash on him. I think that's the real connection to the DNC hacking. Let's see what he has to say about it, and let's find out the truth. Who am I here with?
Congressman Brad Sherman from America's best name city, Sherman Oaks.
Very cool. And we spoke to him once at the impeachment rally downtown L.A. Good to see you again. What do you think about Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT person? They just got arrested trying to flee the country. What's going on with that, and how come we haven't really heard about it?
I'm sorry. I really can't help you on that particular issue. I now remember that you got me at the impeachment rally, and you said a couple of things that really misled me as to what you were going to do. Anyway, we've had this discussion before. Mm-hmm. You can use the tape we made last time.
Perfect. Thank you. Awesome.
I didn't realize.
Right. I'm not. It's just a good question. The Awan brothers.
Totally
I got arrested
question.
Fleeing the country with cash. Debbie Wasserman Schultz's IT person. Like, what's
like
going on with that?
15 other Democrats.
Me more about it.
Me too. That's why I want to ask someone in charge.
Yeah. So this is an example of a couple things. One, first of all, great job by local, small, independent, alternative media. Just going out on the streets and addressing these politicians. But then you've got this Democrat, Brad Sherman. Excuse me. Folks, It's the same thing with like an Adam Schiff. These are the type of pencil neck beta male cucks that are in office. This guy, this Brad Sherman from California, is such a tiny cuck. Excuse me, Mr. Sherman. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on the Iwan story?
Well, I don't really have any questions. I don't really have any answers on that. I don't really know anything. I'm just a good Democrat. And wait, now I'm remembering. Oh, my gosh, you asked me about that last time and I didn't know. Oh, my gosh, you made me look like an idiot last time. You did it again. I can't comment. I can't comment.
What do you mean you can't comment? You're a member of the Democrat Party. You're a representative from the state of California. You've got this massive story about Russia and Trump and hacking the election and hacking the DNC. It's so huge. It's all you can talk about. But if someone brings up an alternative point, if someone brings up an alternative narrative, well, all of a sudden you're silent. All of a sudden, Brad Sherman has nothing to say. He'll go to the impeach march. Oh, sure. Trump and Russia colluded. He'll go to the impeach march as, again, this is so absurd. Wait, where is the story here? You've got Russia pulling diplomats from the U.S. as a response to the exact same thing. I mean, but as soon as Brad Sherman gets asked about the Iwan brothers, he has no comment. That doesn't exist. That cannot exist. Do not ask about the Iwan brothers. These are not the droids you're looking for. The Iwan brothers don't exist. It's just Islamophobia. There are no Iwan brothers. It's a made up. It's made up. It's Islamophobia. So that's the type of politician, just a total wuss, a total pencil-necked, chicken-necked loser. I just can't believe that these weak beta male cucks are actually politicians. I mean, did you see him shrivel up? Hey, what do you think about the Iwan brothers?
I can't talk about it.
Yeah, because you know you're a total fraud, and that everything you're saying that Trump was doing, the Clintons and the Wasserman Schultz of the worlds were actually doing with the Iwan brothers and Uranium One and everything about that. But he doesn't want to talk about that. He knows nothing about that. And then this morning, C-SPAN is going to cut off a caller who brings up the DNC fraud lawsuit. See, this is why people are going to unite behind Trump, because the people that are against Trump are so weak, the people that are against Trump are so corrupt, that it's uniting people behind Trump. Even people that may not like Trump, even people that didn't vote for Trump, the swamp, Congress, the media is so anti-Trump, so anti-America, so anti-reality, so anti-truth, that it's causing the rest of the world to see them for what they really are and at least get behind Trump in the sense that here's all the scumbags, here's all the dirtbags, here's all the corrupt people, here's all the liars. Wow, they're all lined up against Trump. Maybe I should get behind this Trump. Maybe I should give this Donald Trump a chance. That's why it's so strange to me when you see the new Rasmussen poll out today that has Trump less popular than ever. By my observations, by the people I'm talking to, Trump support is higher than ever. So maybe it's just the strongly approve that is going down, but maybe just general approval is going up. I don't know. I found that really strange. All right, I want to do a news blitz here. You know, we've got a video from Mark Dice. Apparently, Chelsea Clinton just embarrassed herself trying to insult the president. But let's get into some of this news. I want to get into this because this is so key. This is what Trump can do to get everyone in America behind him. I guarantee you, if just one of the people from the Obama administration faced justice, whether it be Lynch or Rice or whoever it is or Comey, that will unite people behind Trump. Now, this is a Breitbart story. House Judiciary asked for new special counsel for Clinton, Comey, and Lynch. You might as well include Rice in there. You can go ahead and include Valerie Jarrett in there, a known communist. Who, by the way, I'm not even going to get into this. The news is so crazy. Rod Rosenstein Thursday asks to appoint a second special counsel to investigate the 2016 elections. But unlike the current special counsel investigating matters surrounding the election, Robert Mueller, the letter calls for an investigation into actions taken previously by public figures like Attorney General Loretta Lynch, James Comey, and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Well, the crimes that these people have committed are pretty obtuse, pretty obvious. So it shouldn't be too hard. They've been looking into Trump for over a year now for these Russian ties. They can't find them. It would take a special counsel one day to look at Hillary Clinton and John Podesta to find Russian ties. One day. Just one day. One year looking for Trump Russia ties, can't find it. So it's time for the Justice Department, and this is, I mean, really, it should be Jeff Sessions getting behind it, but you wonder if he's not watching his fellow D.C. bureaucrats back with that deal, not wanting to go after them. But that's what really needs to happen. This whole pursuit of justice, this whole pursuit of collusion needs to be flipped around onto the Democrats, and it won't take a year to find it. It'll take one day, and I guarantee you that little swamp rat, Susan Rice, is going to sing like a canary as soon as she gets actually in front of an open testimony and gets asked some real questions by some real congressmen like King in Iowa, like Grassley in Iowa, like Rand Paul in Kentucky. These are the people we need investigating Loretta Lynch and Susan Rice and James Comey and Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and Valerie Jarrett and John Brennan and James Clapper and John McCain. This is the swamp. Man, I'm telling you, you think about how corrupt these people are. You think about all the people that died because of foreign policy, thanks to Hillary Clinton and John McCain. You think about just everything that they've done, yet they want to sit here and complain about Trump. All right, we've got breaking news right now. Apparently, Anthony Scaramucci has been fired. Trump removes Anthony Scaramucci from communications director role. Boy, that was short-lived, was it not? So Scaramucci faces up to CNN, gets reporters that reported fake news on Scaramucci fired from CNN, then gets a job as the White House communications director, shakes up the House, fires Spicer, brings in Huckabee Sanders, then goes on a tirade against Bannon, goes on a tirade against Priebus. Priebus is ousted, and now Scaramucci, a short-lived span as the communications director, is out. Wow. Okay. So White House shakeups continue. I wonder what this will do for Trump's approval. Personally, I like Scaramucci because he was a fighter and he wasn't politically correct. But apparently he's already out, so we'll be following that. I'm sure that David Knight will have more breaking news on that in the third hour of today's show. The decision to remove Mr. Scaramucci, who had boasted about reporting directly to the president, not Chief of Staff John Kelly, came at Kelly's request. So this is a General Kelly move. Makes me scratch my head a little bit. John Kelly, huh? Okay. John Kelly's in, by the way. He's been in. He's not an outsider. So, Scaramucci's out, and apparently it is General Kelly's, the new head, I forget his position, just appointed, apparently called for Scaramucci to be ousted. So, more developments in the White House every day now, it seems like, shaking that up. And I'm just so impatient because you can't even get anything done with Congress right now. This Congress is such an embarrassment, such a joke. All right, let me do a news blitz here before we kick it to the fourth hour and David Knight coming up. 7 ways Trump is taking back America's culture. This is an interesting story, and it's kind of an objective point of view, but it's worth talking about because these are things that have to happen slowly. These are things that are not going to happen overnight. Trump announces ban on transgenders in the military. See, that's not being politically correct. That's not catering to the fear that liberals are going to tear you apart because you're anti-trans. No, that's just using common sense policies to help the military function properly. So that's the culture against PC. Trump reinstates and expands the Mexico City policy. That's a strong stand against abortion. Needs to take that a step further. It's time to stop funding Planned Parenthood. Number 3, Trump signs executive order that he intends to vigorously enforce federal law, robust protections for religious freedom. Now, he's going to have some trouble with the liberal media saying he wants to ban Muslims. That's fake news. It's not a Muslim ban. It's a travel ban from countries that Barack Obama bombed for 8 years. I mean, how dare we want to keep those people we bombed for 8 years out of our country? It's not like they would want to come here. Trump signs resolution overturning Obama's Planned Parenthood state funding mandate. This shouldn't even be a debate. You know, if you actually look at your paycheck, and then you look at how much you're taxed on your paycheck, and then you look at how much tax you pay when you buy consumer goods, folks, we're actually taxed like 60% of what we make in this country. And the fact that some of that goes to Planned Parenthood, that's such a crime. It's such a sin against humanity. It's so illegal. It's just, how did we even get to this point? Trump's nomination of now Justice Neil Gorsuch to the Supreme Court. Yeah, a constitutional conservative judge on the Supreme Court that freaks the liberals out. That's actually something that can last past Trump's presidency. If he gets to appoint one or two more, conservatism will dominate the Supreme Court for years to come. Trump makes key appointments to the Department of Health and Human Services. We'll see about all of that and how that develops in HHS. Obviously, he has a much different approach than the Obama administration. Obama versus Trump. Trump is America first. Obama was America's last. Trump vows to defend law enforcement, and that you can just see by the speeches he gives. He doesn't demonize police every day as Barack Obama did. You remember that. You may have heard about an imam from Davis, California, who said that basically he called for the annihilation of Jews. Well, he finally apologized. He's finally apologized, folks. So that's nice. By the way, the liberals ignored that, and the Jewish Defense League also ignored that. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show. This is Owen Schroyer.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride Toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
able to judge the firing of Anthony Scaramucci based on his reaction. If he, and he's very boisterous, if he comes out and is loud and boisterous about his removal, I think that maybe we have a problem. If he's silent and goes quietly with the wind, perhaps it was a mutual thing, maybe determined even beforehand. But I'm going to be looking at Scaramucci's reaction because we know he's very boisterous and opinionated, and if this was something he thinks is bad or John Kelly made a mistake, I think we're going to hear from him. So it'll be interesting to see how that develops. But Scaramucci out quickly as communications director. Wow, so a lot of White House shakeups happening pretty much all the time. All right, David Knight's coming in for the fourth hour. I want to do a kind of a news blitz here. Americans are too drugged out to work. So you've got 6% of Americans that cannot get to work because they are ill or disabled or on drugs. We don't know exactly what percent represents what. But, you know, I think this is an overall thing with Americans. This is the wussification of America. Okay? People are a bunch of wusses. People are a bunch of lazy bums. It's the fluoride. It's the GMOs. It's the media. And it's the drugs. It's the pharmaceutical drugs that the doctors are pushing. So it's time to make America great again by making Americans tough again. This is the land of the free and the home of the brave, not the land of the sheep and the home of the slave like the globalists are pushing. Psychologists say more and more young people are entitled. Boy, I wonder why. Participation trophies since the day they're born. Liberal media and liberal education that teaches them that everything's good, everything's awesome, coexist. Yes, communism is great. You can just have free things. And now psychologists say young people are entitled. Wow. Shocking. Wouldn't have seen that coming. Wouldn't have seen a bunch of spoiled, entitled brats that follow the Kardashians around. 30-meter asteroid set skimming past Earth in October will test NASA's doomsday planetary defense system. See, I love this story because liberals obsessed with global warming. First it was global cooling, then it was global warming. Al Gore puts out a video, Inconvenient Truth. He ends up being 100% wrong, a total fraud, a total phony. Al Gore, a total idiot. And they freak out about global warming. They don't even ever talk about how asteroids could hit planet Earth and just basically end the planet as it is. But, you know, global warming is the problem, though. You're driving a car is the problem. New Jersey governor gets in Cubs fans' face. You're a big shot. I tell you, Chris Christie, this guy can't catch a break. He's got a bridge. He's making bad bridge deals. He's at the beach. He's renting the beach. Now he's at a ball game, apparently confronting some fan. And the fan's actually like, wow, I was shocked. He seems like a real guy. Most guys would just, you know, walk away or ignore you. And Chris Christie actually stood up for himself, made a joke about the guy being drunk. I don't know about Chris Christie there. Christy Cream. I don't know. The more the media attacks him, the more kind of endears him to me. But Chris Christie, I guess, being humanized by liberal media. Boy, 4-year-old boy among 36 shot in Chicago weekend violence. That's nice. 36 people shot in Chicago over the weekend. 400 homicides this year so far in Chicago. Most of that black-on-black crime. Al Sharpton, nowhere to be found. Jesse Jackson, nowhere to be found. Black Lives Matter, nowhere to be found. Okay, here's something disturbing. Child sex dolls being sold online after being smuggled into Britain. So you've all heard about sex robots, okay, and the rise in popularity. Now you have child sex robots. Let me tell you something. I don't know about what kind of laws or legislation you can draw up to stop this stuff, but if you're the type of sicko that's going to order a child sex doll, perhaps a ball peen hammer upside your head is what you need. But that is disgusting. What type of a freak orders a child sex doll? What type of a freak? I mean, I guess that there's a market for it. This is I can't even wrap my head around this. I want to vomit. Child sex dolls? You know what? The child sex doll? They ought to be self-destructive. As soon as you use this thing, it blows up in your face, sickos.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.